Today's Lely Radio Sports Page on KNIA, KRLS, and Indianola Boys Basketball got a big win in non-conference action against Des Moines East on Tuesday. I got a chance to catch up with senior guard Jack Bingaman as well as head coach Jeff Ebling, and we'll hear from both of them after this on today's Lely Radio Sports Page. Welcome back to the Kading Properties Radio postgame show on 94.3 KNIA, Indianola Activities YouTube. Indianola Boys Basketball defeats Des Moines East 60-22. And we're joined by senior Jack Bingaman. First off, congratulations on the win. A long time coming for Indianola. What'd you think coming in? And then, of course, now that you've played your last home game here for Indianola.
Well, it's been great. I've always been waiting to play a varsity basketball game, and this is my first year, so... It's been awesome.
Well,
it's been
what
an
did
awesome
you,
year at
yeah.
home.
What did you think coming into this year? That group of seniors in the class above you, they played for so long, and you had to wait so patiently to get your chance here this season. What was it like this season for you?
Well, yeah, I just had a bunch of people to look up to, and they certainly helped me.
Well, I know that this was such a young team.
Yeah.
I mean, you're one of the only seniors, one of the only ones in the rotation. As a leader of this team, how did you try to approach such a young team?
Well, I don't know. I just try to be the best leader I can be, I guess.
I know Coach Ebling talked a lot about when you have so many young guys playing, not a lot of varsity experience back. In practice, he kind of relies on not just his coaches, but you and some of the other upperclassmen to make sure everybody's still working hard.
Yeah.
How did you kind of try to do that in practice? Was it vocal? Was it lead by example? What was your leadership style?
I would
style?
Say it's a little bit of both. You just got to, like, some of the younger kids just don't know what to do, and you just got to be there for them.
Well, I know this season hasn't been easy at all times. Probably not what you dreamed of, but there's still a chance here to make some statements at the end of the season.
Yes, there is. That's a plan.
How do you want to approach that over this next week?
Just got to come back these next week, is just got to work hard, practice hard, get a dub at Bondurant on next Thursday.
How much have you seen this team change from game one until now?
Oh, 100%. We're playing the best basketball we've played all year right now.
I know the last three games, it felt like a switch flipped for this team. I know you didn't get into the win column, but started to play some really tough teams close. What are you doing better?
We're just attacking the ball. We're definitely shooting the ball better, I could say. So, attacking. We're also playing better defense, too.
It felt like transition tonight was the name as well, and Indianola really looked to push the ball. Has that been something the coaching staff has tried to push for you guys?
Yeah, we've been trying to get an early opposite. So that's something we've really been working on in practice. So we just translate that to games.
Well, we already talked a little bit about it, but what do you want to see against Bondurant Farrar? They're kind of a rivalry between Indianola and Bondurant Farrar over the last couple of years. Then both football, basketball, you name it. What do you want to see against the Blue Jays?
Get a W.
What do you want? How are you going to go about doing that? They're a good program.
We're just going to work as hard as we can. We're just going to get a W.
All right. Any final thoughts on a big win here tonight and your final game in Indianola High School?
No, sir.
Thank you very much for joining us. Really appreciate it. Joined by head coach Jeff Ebling. And, coach, this was a fun one. The guys led from start to finish, and it just felt like this was the product you've been waiting to see all season.
It was. I thought we did a great job on both ends of the floor. We knew they coming in that they kind of struggled shooting the basketball a little bit. And, you know, our game plan was, hey, we're not going to let up the paint. They might hit a few shots, which they did there in the first half. I think they hit four threes in the first half. 12 of their 16 points in the first half coming from there. So, that's going to happen when you're kind of doing that game plan. But, they didn't get a lot of second chance opportunities. I thought that was a great job by our guys, and throughout the entire game. And it was a good team effort. We saw some other things that we've been waiting to see. This is a good time to start seeing those things as we move forward here. And obviously, you got a big challenge on Thursday going up to Bondurant for our.
What Rob and I saw was the willingness to push the tempo, was the willingness to push and not being tentative. Is that what you kind of preached, the aggressiveness for this team?
Well, I mean, one thing we always tell the guys, every kid, when you ask them, hey, what kind of style you want to play? No one ever says we want to, possess the ball for 30 seconds and slow it down. Everyone wants to run. And we're kind of saying, okay, well, then run. And, we did a great job getting the ball up the floor on the pass. I thought we did a great job putting them back on their heels a little bit in transition. And we finished around the rim a lot better tonight. East McGraw did a great job getting to the rim there a few times. Derek Wilmot, had a couple post moves, but I I just thought we did a great job of getting the shots we wanted. And then, you know, that started opening it up. And I know, was it Blake hit probably, what, three or four threes, I'm sure, again. And, you know, it just kind of opens up everything else. So it's something that we're going to continue to work on here. And, you know, it's a fun style to play. These guys, you know, play hard. And we're kind of saying, okay, let's go play and see what we can do. And these guys responded tonight.
Talked with Jack. He said the young guys on the team gaining confidence. The last three games, he felt like the switch was flipped. I mean, didn't get into the win column, but felt like they played so much better over Pella Pella Christian and Des Moines Christian, and then it culminated in tonight. How's that kind of how you saw it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, one night it might be George, next night it might have been Hayden, and now tonight I think it was Easton. You know, like, they're all getting to that point now where they're varsity players. I mean, they've played enough games now, both on the road and at home, to be considered varsity players, and they're doing a great job. They're still learning. You know, there's still sometimes, you know, they're young, they're 14, 15 years old. You know, sometimes their shot selection can be, you know, questionable at times, but you live with that with young guys. And, you know, the more they play and the more they grow, they're just getting so much valuable experience right now this year that we're starting to see it turn to the other way, and hopefully we'll continue to see that moving forward here.
Well, and I think at the beginning of the season it was the opposite. Guys weren't taking shots that maybe you were like, just shoot it. I mean, you're being a little too apprehensive. You'd rather have them this way than I think at the beginning where they were kind of still feeling out what they were allowed to do at the varsity level.
Oh, absolutely. And these guys, they didn't even realize, Coach Baker and I, we love to shoot. You know, like, we're the two kind of coaches you probably would love to play for if you like to shoot the basketball. I mean, we'll tell you, hey, you know, we probably get a better shot in these kind of certain situations. But, you know, if you're feeling it and catching rhythm, we have no issues, you know, with, especially if you're hitting shots. If you're not hitting shots, okay, well, then let's try to get to the rim or get to the foul line, things like that. But, you know, these guys are starting to learn. I think our ball movement has been much, much better, getting it from corner to corner, making the defense kind of work a little bit better. And, you know, we're just progressing. We like what we see. And like I said, you know, we got one more regular season game, and then obviously we got the postseason. But, you know, we're just going to enjoy this one tonight and then get back to work tomorrow and go on the road and play, you know, very, very well-coached team and with some guys that have some, you know, state championship game experience. And we're going to go up there, compete, and see what we can do.
Well, last question before we let you go, Coach, is confidence-wise, I would imagine this helps. This is a team that has stuck with it despite a tough season, and they get to go out at home on a high note, take on a Bondurant Farrar team before heading into postseason.
Yeah, I mean, it's never easy at this, you know, at this point of the year. You know, regular season, you know, go up to Bondurant, it's always a tough place to play. I think we played there a couple years ago, and, you know, it was a down-to-the-wire kind of game, and, you know, it's going to be their senior night. They're going to have, you know, a lot of emotion, a lot of, you know, they're going to come out ready to go. And, you know, it's going to be a test for our young guys. Hey, can we go to a kind of a hostile environment, go in there, focus on what we need to do and compete? You know, we've been doing it now for, you know, last four or five games. Can we continue to do that? And, you know, we're just going to go in there. We'll obviously have them prepared tomorrow. We'll go through our, you know, Bondurant stuff, and these guys will come out, and I know they'll compete at a high level, and that's what we're going to try to do on Thursday and hopefully get a win.
Again, that was Indianola boys basketball senior guard Jack Bingaman, as well as head coach Jeff Ebling, after Indianola defeated Des Moines East on Tuesday, as heard live on 94.3 KNIA. Find the full interview online at kniakrls.com. And again, that was today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS.